Wheat harvest is just about wrapped up in Oklahoma, and so are the prices, it seems, this week. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist here now. Kim, what's been going on?
Well, you know, wheat prices have went in the tank the last couple of weeks, and this week, nearly all the commodity prices were lower. You can look at the list: wheat, corn, rice, oats, cotton, orange juice, ethanol, crude, gas, just the gamut across the commodities were lower prices. But there were some commodities that had higher prices. Soybeans, which is surprising. You know, we thought beans might go down with corn and wheat, but beans have held relatively strong. As you expect, lower grain prices, higher cattle are steady to higher cattle and hog prices. Gold and copper were slightly higher, and the dollar gained in value.
And what do you think some of the factors are contributing to these price tumbles?
Well, if you look at the market and the supply and demand situations, there's really not much changes in it. There was some news out of Australia that Australia is projecting now near record crop, almost a billion bushels. They're projecting record Australian wheat exports, and that's probably why wheat prices broke a little over 2 weeks ago with the corn and them breaking this week. That's mostly the funds getting out of the commodities, and it could just be a minor setback there.
And you talk about this sort of 5-day benchmark, and you're kind of looking at Monday for some perspective, so to speak. What's going to happen then?
Well, you know, Allendale put out a pretty good research project that showed that, and they used corn, that the last breaks, 4 or 5 breaks, have been 3 to 5 days. The break on corn and started last Tuesday, so Monday or Tuesday should be critical days. If the price continues to trend down and breaks Monday and Tuesday, then I think we could see substantially lower prices. So I think Monday and Tuesday are critical days.
You briefly mentioned wheat, but let's look at it a little closer. What's going on there? What have the prices changed?
Well, if you look at the July contract, which we're fixing to roll from July to Sep to determine the cash price, that July contract went from a couple weeks ago about $9.60 down to about $8.20, somewhere in that range right now. $1.40, $1.50 drop. It's dropped 60 cents this week. And looking at the September and the D's, of course, those contracts fell too.
Okay, and kind of your outlook looking ahead? You want to look back at what you predicted too?
Well, yeah, we definitely want to do that because, you know, I've been predicting $7.75 on June the 20th. We're somewhere around $7.90, $7.80. If we can take off another 15 or 20 cents, not that I'd wish you'd do that, but we'll get to that outlook. I'm watching that September contract. If it breaks $8, then it gets into no man's land between $7.80 and $8. But if it breaks $7.80, then we've got some potential declines down to $7. I think the prices will probably weaken as the harvest continue to go north, and then maybe come up in the fall. A lot will depend on Australia, but I'm not too optimistic right now.
Okay. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Thanks a lot.